My Fridays are awesome on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, broadcasting from the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia. First up, the first time a pope spoke before the U.S. Congress. Pope Francis addressed American lawmakers yesterday. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church, the largest denomination of the world's largest religion, discussed religious issues, saying it's important today that the voice of faith continue to be heard. He also discussed political issues, referring to immigration, abortion, the environment, the death penalty. Some of his statements, as you might expect, got mixed reactions from U.S. lawmakers. After his speech, the Pope left the House of Representatives to pray and eat lunch with about 300 of the Capitol's homeless.
Its name means to set out for a place, and for Muslims around the world, that place is the holy city of Mecca. The Hajj has begun for millions of Muslims, with pilgrims making their way toward Islam's most sacred site, a cube-shaped building called the Kaaba, located in the Grand Mosque. For daily prayers, Muslims face this structure from any given point in the world. They are also required, if able, to make this pilgrimage at least once in their lives, and then walk seven times around the Kaaba, counterclockwise, in a ritual called the Tawaf. The Grand Mosque's gleaming minaret soars skyward. Pilgrims hear criers perform the daily prayers from these towers, calling the faithful five times a day. Fionnuala Sweeney, CNN.
It was during a Hajj ritual known as the Stoning of the Devil that a massive stampede occurred yesterday. A Saudi official said there was a sudden surge in the crowd as it headed toward the ritual site. More than 700 people were killed and over 800 more were injured. It happened despite the Saudi government's efforts to make the Hajj safer for the 2 million pilgrims who attend each year. It is a logistical challenge having so many people in such a relatively small space. This year's tragedy is one of a number of stampedes and other deadly events that have happened at the Hajj since the 1980s.